Professor Pop, have you ever seen people camping outside a store for days just to buy something?
Ah, yes, Lily. It's like a real-life treasure hunt. But the treasure is the latest gadgets or coolest sneakers.
But why do people wait so long? Is the expensive stuff always better?
Not always. Sometimes we pay for the shiny logo or fancy packaging, not the best materials. Smart shoppers check the features, not just the price tag or brand name.
Oh, so it's like when my friends want a toy just because everyone else has it? Why do I feel that way?
Great question. Our brains are wired to fit in with our group. Long ago, belonging helped people survive, but today it can trick us into buying things we don't really need.
So liking trendy stuff isn't bad, right?
Not at all. The key is buying what you like and need, not just because everyone else does. Thoughtful choices beat emotional ones every time.
But companies seem to make us want things by saying they're limited edition. Why does that work?
That's the magic of scarcity. When something is hard to get, our brains panic a little and want it even more, like a special secret treasure.
Wow, so if only 100 sneakers exist, suddenly everyone wants them.
Exactly. Plus, when we see others lining up, our brain thinks it must be super cool to want what everyone else wants. That's called social proof.
So brands don't just sell shoes or phones, they sell a feeling.
Right. That $200 hoodie isn't just fabric. It's a ticket to feeling cool, special, and part of a club.
If I owned a sneaker company, how could I get everyone excited to wait in line?
Try these tricks. Make limited editions, add a famous person's name, or surprise drop them without warning. It makes people feel they have to have them.
But what if my friend wants to wait 8 hours for a new phone? Their old one still works.
You could ask them, do you really need it or just want it because others do? Maybe remind them to wait 48 hours before deciding. Give their brain some time.
That sounds smart. What if we made our own must-have product? What would make it special?
First, make it scarce, only a few available. Next, add something exciting like a surprise feature or a connection to a famous hero kids love. Finally, create fun stories around it so people want to belong to the fan club.
I get it now. It's all about making us feel part of something special and that it's rare.
Exactly, Lily. And now you're a smart shopper who knows how to spot these tricks and make great choices.
Thanks, Professor Pop. Next time I see a super long line, I'll remember the secret brain tricks behind it.
You're welcome, Lily. Keep asking questions and thinking smart. That's the best superpower of all.